A nonprofit is determined to rebuild a historic black neighborhood in Oklahoma. Project Greenwood wants to see Tulsa's Greenwood District thrive again, just like it did before 1921. A century ago, a white mob rampaged through what was once known as Black Wall Street, leaving 35 city blocks in ruins. Grocery stores, hotels, and restaurants were left in smoldering rubble. Historians say the rioters killed an estimated 300 people in just 24 hours, labeling it a massacre and one of the country's most devastating racial attacks. The nonprofit's lawyer says their newest proposal brings justice to the two remaining survivors, now 110 years old, and helps lift the dark cloud still hovering over Tulsa. Revealed this week, the project aims to attract new residents, tourists, and investments. But most importantly, it seeks to connect all descendants of the Greenwood District. Advocates say it's not about race, but about righting years of wrongs. For years, the Justice for Greenwood movement called on the Department of Justice to investigate the Tulsa race massacre. In a review released in January, the DOJ said, "The report ends decades of silence and concludes the military-style attack was carried out to destroy a vibrant black community." Although no one involved is alive to face charges, the U.S. attorney said they want future generations to never forget this dark chapter in American history. Last year, the Oklahoma Supreme Court dismissed a lawsuit filed by the nonprofit demanding financial reparations for the massacre. The justices upheld a district court decision, acknowledging the events as true, but arguing they do not fall under state law that provides compensation for rebuilding. The Greenwood District began rebuilding their neighborhood just months after the massacre, despite efforts to stop them. The community thrived again until four federally funded highways cut through the area in the 1970s and set back decades of progress. Tulsa's mayor has expressed support for the new plan, saying it embodies resiliency among the North Tulsa community and its residents.